Blog Talk Radio. Hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.
Good morning and welcome to Home Based Business 101. Hey, this is Baba Jahi with you this Sunday morning. And again, our topic is last week is economic freedom. What is economic freedom? Hey, big and heavy topic, you know. I'm going to cover a couple points this morning. Again, this is a listen-only show, so if you're listening, glad you're listening. There's no call-in in terms of the day. There'll be answering calls. But let's talk about this concept, economic freedom. You know, and it's tied to me ultimately with the essence of human freedom, freedom from want, toil, and domination. You know, that we all have a right and a yearning to be free, you know. But some of us, we have different definitions of what that whole concept is. And living here in America, you know, that's right, I'm talking about economic freedom within the context of America. Within the context of America, we live in a multifaceted capitalistic society. And if you don't have certain things, you suffer. Unfortunately, that's the way America operates. And so, you know, as I always share with people, America is a country of vast contrasts. There's tremendous opportunities to obtain wealth and get to this thing of economic freedom. Also, there are vast pockets of poverty. I mean, America has two extremes. You got rich and poor, super rich, super poor. And as people are saying, you know, we're headed toward elimination of something called the middle class. You've heard on this show before when I played Mark Yarnell, and he had a piece called 15 Years Left, and he said that, you know, that basically America's going to move towards where it's a two-class society, the rich and the poor, there will be no middle class. Now, if that's going to be the case, then you got, you know, some people are saying, well, you know, I'm going to fight to keep, you know, change the laws even so that there still can be a middle class in America, because that's not right. Well, you know, quote unquote, based on what we're used to living by, no, it's not right. Are you going to be able to change the laws and change what is fundamentally happening in the world as we see market shifts and shifts in way things happen and operate? I don't know if you're going to be able to do that. You know, you're welcome for those that try. But I do know the following, that if you decide to build yourself a business within the context of living in this capitalistic place called America, that you can avoid that extreme poverty. And, you know, hey, some people it happens fast, some people it takes a while. You know, there's a saying that I share with people, you work your job to pay your bills, you build your business to obtain your wealth. You work your job to pay your bills, you build your business to obtain your wealth. So, you know, it's important that everybody out there needs to, if you want to avoid where America is headed and don't find yourself in abject poverty, then you need to make sure that you're building yourself a business. And that's why the title of this show, this platform, Home-Based Business 101, by building a business, there's certain things that you're able to do. One, you create yourself another tax shelter, which becomes another form of residual income. And what that means is a tax shelter becoming a form of residual income. If you save on your taxes this year, you'll save on them next year, the year after, the year after, the year after, the year after, and so on and so on and so on. So it's very, very important in terms of having a home-based business that allows you to have also a tax shelter, which is going to give you some more money. You can avoid certain pitfalls in terms of what's going on in this country as we move towards this two-class society. And so it's very, very important. You will never get rich working a job. To say, you work your job to pay your bills. You build your business to obtain your wealth, so that eventually one day you can retire your job. But don't, you know, as I always share with people too, don't prematurely retire your job. So you can get excited about building your business. I wouldn't quit my job till I had at least 3 years of what I make saved. And people say, wow. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, when you build a business, you know, it takes a while to get it off the ground. It takes a while to get it to the point where it can take care of you unless you're willing to change your lifestyle needs. And you don't want to, you know, sacrifice everything. So it's very important, like I say, you work your job to pay your bills, you build your business to obtain your wealth. Now, when looking to build yourself a business, Robert Kiyosaki and even Donald Trump and others say one of the quickest and fastest ways for people to obtain a business nowadays is through network marketing, because it gives you a proven method. It's usually low cost. Usually can get started for $500 or less. Most companies, well, in our company, you can get started for free. I'll talk about that a little bit as I pretty do my wrap up. But you know, usually there's low cost, so it's not like, you know, want to go out and get yourself a McDonald's franchise where, you know, which is, can be very lucrative. But you got to put up some lucrative money too. I think nowadays for Mickey D's franchise, if I'm not mistaken, you got to put up at least, I think, $750,000. I could be wrong, and so, you know, someone on the comment section can, you know, make a comment so we can have that accurate figure. But, you know, that's a lot. That's a lot to just get started with. You know, a network marketing business, you can, like I said, you can usually get started for less than $500. Plus, in the network marketing business, they usually have a training system. Most companies have a training system where it teaches you how to build your business, which is very, very important. And there's other people that are role models that can mentor you. See, one of the things that you want to be able to do, if you want to make $1 million, you need to be able to be mentored by a millionaire. So you get mentored by someone that's already done it, then it's easier to do, as opposed to just stabbing in the dark. And again, why are we discussing this? We're discussing this because America is headed towards a two-class society. Right or wrong, whether we like it or don't like it, that's the reality that we see. And thus, if that's the reality that we see, we got two choices. Find a way to be on what I call the other side of money, so you can be in that class where you don't be living through abject poverty, which is no fun. I mean, no fun. I understand it, have experienced it. It's no fun. It's no fun at all. Or the other choice is you need to leave America and go to another country where you have a better shot. And if you're poor, being able to survive. Because being poor in America is rough, cut off from health care, cut off from so many different things, and also forced to live in neighborhoods that aren't the greatest with an abundance of other people who, because they've become beat down and because of their values, you live in the most decadent, decaying part of what I call human society and human civilization. And it's sickening. I mean, you know, the crime, all of the different things that go with poverty. Now, being poor doesn't mean that you have to be a criminal. I grew up poor. It didn't mean my mother and father weren't criminals, but they worked their way. Then they had a job system where you could work your way out of poverty. It's hard to do that nowadays in America. Most people I know that are working usually have two or three jobs because one job won't take care of them and their family. That's why it's so important to build a business on the side. Build a business on the side. And what I want to do at this point is, you know, since we've laid out the backdrop, America's headed towards a two-class society, and you need to have yourself a home-based business, I'm going to recommend, and yes, I'm biased, you know, I recommend the company that I'm with, which is Zamzu. Some of you might say, what's a Zamzu? Well, you know, a couple of years ago, people probably said, what's a Yahoo? What's a Google? And they have become household names. Well, next 2 to 3 years, it's predicted that Zamzu will be a household name. Now, right now, you can get started in ZamZoo for free. 2-3 years from now, I don't know if that's going to still be the case. You can get started for free. And getting started for free, you can have yourself an online e-commerce business right now, today, as we speak. See, because the founder of our company wanted to take it even a step further because he sees where America's headed and where it's going and decided, you know, that he wanted to make it even easier for people to get involved in our business. So he made it free. Yes, he made it free. Free to become what we call a free agent. Also, he wanted to also do something else, and that was for ZamZoo to become the premier. You hear what I just said? Listen real carefully. The premier network marketing company. Now, our company is a hybrid company. The network marketing component to it, and then there's also a traditional business component to it. And he wanted to make sure that as we push our company forward, that we would become the premier network marketing company, the number one. And that's why he also made it free, because people, a lot of people have got involved in network marketing, but everyone is usually not successful. Matter of fact, the vast majority of people are not successful. They're in and they're out because it's just so darn tough, you know, getting people involved and going to recruit people. And, you know, I don't like to use the word recruit people. I mean, finding business associates. Well, now, you know, I'm able to find business associates and give people a shot to get started for free as a free agent. Now, if they want to upgrade to another level in our company and become a broker, I need to help them make some money as a free agent, and then they can spend money to be a broker and bring on other free agents. Sort of like being a franchise owner and opening up stores. But free. Not only do we have, you know, you can sign up for free, but you also can sign up for what's called Coach's Way, a mentoring program that guarantees you $3,600 in income. You don't make $3,600 in income within a year, the company will cut you a check for $3,600. Again, that's a great way to get people an incentive to get started in network marketing. You can get in, you have a business for free that can make money off of. You can sign up for a mentoring program that will cost you a training. It's a training mentoring program. Cost you $50 a month, which is $600. And if you don't make $3,600, company will cut you a check for that or the difference between that and what you made if it was under $3,600. I mean, you can't beat that. There's no other companies out there that's giving, you know, people a guarantee that if you do ABC, participate in our mentoring program, and you don't make ABC, we're going to give you, you know, in this case, $3,600. And our company does deliver. It has done this before in the past. With the past, it used to be a $10,000 guarantee. And, you know, I actually had people that participated in that program and obtained it. So, you know, this is a great win-win situation for those of you out there that's looking to get involved in a home-based business. And, you know, you can give us a call at 252-220-0624. And get signed up today for free. You know, so understand, you heard it here on Home-Based Business 101. ZamZoo is going to be the new household name, just like Google and Yahoo. And you're going to say, I heard that. You know, I had a chance to get in for free. And, you know, I didn't think it was for me. Well, just think if you could have got some Google stock. From Yahoo stock, or even better yet, just think of them folks who created Facebook within the dorm room of a college, and now Facebook is what? A household name worldwide. Worldwide. Same's happening with ZamZoo. This is developing and building. Right now, we're still moving forward and launching. And you, I mean, ZamZoo is a company It's a division of YTB International. It's only been in existence for a year. And we've only been giving away free websites for years since last convention. And the momentum this company has taken on, I mean, it's tremendous. Tremendous. So, again, you know, hey, you know, and you don't hear me hollering through the radio and screaming at you about it. You know, I'm just quietly telling you what's about to take place. You'll be able to know that you heard it here, and that you got an invitation from me to get involved. Go and give us a call. Pick up that phone and dial 252-220-0624 and get all your questions answered so you don't miss out on the greatest market shift that has taken place in our lifetime. You know, there are people that are leaving other companies. You know, people do that a lot anyway, but I mean, people that are leaving other companies, they've been tremendously successful and are flocking to ZAMZU because they see the handwriting on the wall. They see the handwriting on the wall. They know where this thing is going. Okay, now, I'm going to read something out of one of my favorite books to close out this morning called What Makes the Great Great by Dennis Kimbrough. And, you know, it all ties in because ultimately you need to make decisions in your life that's going to impact so that you can find your road to economic freedom here in America, unless that's something that doesn't interest you or doesn't concern you and you're not worried about, you know, ultimately ending up in abject poverty. Now, some people say, why you say that, Baba Jahi? Why you make it seem so bleak? That ain't going to happen to me. Well, look at the people in Detroit. They thought that wouldn't happen to them. You know, what's going to happen in a society where the majority of people not even finishing high school no more in major cities? Every major city's got over 50% or higher dropout ratio. Baltimore City is like 75%, even though they won't admit it. But people that's out on the corner know. That's why they out on the corner. You know, Detroit and other places, 75-85% people dropping out of school, you know. And so it's important as we look at the way the society is shifting. Where do you want to be 5 years from now? And you don't start working on it right now, I know where you're going to end up being. See, that's why I work hard every day. I don't want that to happen to me, and I don't want that to happen to my family. So I have to work hard every day, have to fight through. I don't have all that I want right now, but I got to fight through this mess. Or either I need to pack up and get up out of here and go to another country because America's moving to the two-class society. Now, what will be said about you? Reading from Dennis Kimbrough's book, What Makes the Great Great. When it's all said and done, what will others say about you? What does it all come down to? We sweat and labor to find our place. We take ourselves so seriously, overreacting to insignificant events of each passing day. Then finally, even for the kindest and the wisest amongst us, upon our death, all these experiences fade into history, and our lives are summarized in a 20-minute speech and a moment of silence. It hardly seems worth the effort. But when your moment comes, because it surely will, what will be said about you? How will others describe your moment on earth? Did you give it your all? Did you do your best? Did you scatter flowers as you walked this path? Did you? Did you utilize talents, those gifts at birth, so endowed to you by God Almighty? Did you develop a burning desire that's required of all achievement? Did you stand up for the rights of others against the undesirable influence and threats of enemies? Did you work faithfully and make the best of your opportunities? Did you save your money so that you could pay your way in this world and yet be generous to those in need? Did you master money, or did you allow money to master you? Did you bathe each day in the golden glow of enthusiasm? Did you render more and better service that which you were paid for? Did you love your fellow human beings without regard to race, creed, or color? Did you forgive and forget those that may have harmed you? Did you accept full responsibility for the successes as well as the failures in your life? Did you seek the seed of triumph in every adversity? Did you share yourself with others without expecting reward or payment in return? Did you abide by the golden rule? Did you know the greatest blessing, peace? Did you know the greatest obstacle, ignorance? Did you know the greatest challenge, understanding? Did you know the greatest mistake, conformity? Did you know the greatest race, the human race? Did you know the greatest strength, faith? Did you know the greatest weakness, pride? Did you know the greatest day, today? Did you know the greatest word, thanks? Did you know the greatest amongst us, who everyone serves? Did you know the greatest message, hope? Did you know the greatest of these, love? Did you pray? Did you do your best? Did you remember the Great Commission? See, it's so important that we focus on this, because our moment will come. And when our moment comes, what is going to be said about you? Hey, this has been Baba Jahi here on Home Base Business 101. Talking about economic freedom today. And what is it that you're going to do to help prepare yourself for America in a two-class society, the rich and the poor? Where will you end up? I pray, you know, that you end up, you know, on the other side of money, so you can avoid being on the wrong side of money, because it ain't no fun. God bless you, and until next Sunday, have a great week. Love you, and thank you for tuning in to Home Base Business 101 here with Baba Jahi on Blog Talk Radio.